Jim cracked me up with the story he told in his recent family newsletter. He and his honey were enjoying some personal time at the Atlantic Ocean, which is really big. And Jim decided to take a picture of himself in the ocean, which is really big. Later, he made a disturbing discovery, which he reported this way. I think I miss the ocean, which, did I mention, is really big. Oh, he's in the picture, but the Atlantic is nowhere to be seen. Now, how can a smart guy miss something as big and as beautiful as the ocean? Well, by totally focusing on himself. Now, I've made that mistake. I mean, missing the big thing because I was so focused on myself. I suspect I'm not alone. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about what you miss when you're a selfie. When we're hurting, when we're grieving, when we're grappling with this big problem, we tend to go inward, become all about ourselves. We miss the person we married because we're so focused on our frustrations with them. Before we married them, we magnified what we loved and minimized what bothered us. Now we're all about our frustrations with them, forgetting all about why we love them. It's selfie time, all about me, losing sight of the one we could not live without. So we stop loving like we did, and they start responding to that change. We can miss our kids the same way, by dwelling on how they're disappointing us, how they're defying us, distancing themselves from us, so we're sucked into a cycle of seeing and talking about only what they need to change, not seeing and talking about the big picture of their strengths and their potential. We focus our lens on our hurt and our fear and our frustration, and we miss the big stuff, that masterpiece God made and entrusted to you in that child. Look, I know how much my picture can become a selfie when I'm going through a hurting time. Pain tends to make us selfish and self-centered and self-pitying and all those nasty self-words. But my Bible tells me that there's always something bigger going on in the immediate situation. It's affirmed in our word for today from the Word of God, from Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. See, there's a big plan for my good, but I'll miss the big and beautiful part if I just focus on my pain. When my precious Karen was suddenly gone, that May day, my natural tendency was to be all about me, my grief, my life without her, or my future. But thankfully, God quickly rescued me from my selfie, and He began to show me what I could become through this greatest heartbreak of my life. I can honestly say my heart is more open than it's ever been, open to God's voice, open to letting my journey help somebody else on their journey, open to broken and breaking hearts that are all around me. What's scary is that our selfie can actually cause us to miss the biggest and most beautiful sight of all, the God who made us. We so want to have life our way that we live as if we've dethroned Him from the throne of our life. In the Bible's words, each of us has turned to his own way. And you know all those choices where we've sort of said, God, you run the universe, but I'll run me? Well, in the Bible words, they have, quote, separated you from your God. And you knew that without listening today. I mean, you can feel that gap between you and Him. All about me, missing the God who's the reason I'm here, whose love I'm made for, who thought I was worth sending His Son to die for? Maybe this is the day that you release the wheel of your life, your selfie life, to the one you were made to know and belong to. And the one who gave you your life is the one who's supposed to be running it. Would you tell Him today, Jesus, from now on, I'm yours. And check out our website, would you? There's so much more about how to be sure you've begun a relationship with God. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. The ocean of God's great love is right there within my sight. That big thing. Unless I'm blocking the view.